Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Paul Walmsley of the Unity Church will say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our government leaders tonight at every level. And Father, I just pray that you would endow the leaders here, Father, with wisdom and knowledge to make good and upright decisions. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You all may be seated. Thank everyone for coming tonight. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lakeberry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone has had a chance to look at the minutes of the January 9th meeting, anyone have any questions, comments, or corrections to the minutes? If nothing, if we have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, I had applied for the third round of that grant money for the lead line location, and we got it. So that means we got $80,000 to locate lead lines. Evan needs a GIS mapping system to locate stuff, and I called, and they said that we could use the money for that. So helping locate water lines, wastewater lines, anything that can be mapped, he can map with his GIS. It'd be a real asset to the city, so they said we could use some of that money to get one of those. So, that's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on, treasurer's report. Debbie, do you have anything?
Nothing tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Attorney's report, Nathan?
Just briefly, at the last meeting, I raised an issue with the Comcast franchise agreement. I do know that that's still under unfinished business. It was Comcast's agreement with us that weighed in on the fiber optic agreement. It was not the fiber optic agreement that weighed in on the Comcast agreement, so there's no issues with that going forward. I just wanted to clarify that with everybody.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have nothing.
Anybody have any questions for Nathan on this? All right. If not, we'll move on. Engineer, we have no engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Does anyone from the public wish to address this board? Right. Hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee and group reports. Finance, insurance, and zoning. Alderperson Sally Clark.
We have nothing to report this time.
Thank you, ma'am. Sewer, Alderman John Spotlow.
Not unless Evan has something.
All right. Streets and alleys, Alderman David Livingston.
I have nothing. You got anything, Jimmy?
All right.
Somebody for it.
Moving on.
I didn't realize that until right now. I'm glad you told me.
All right. Police and ESDA. Alderman Brad Ward, do you have anything?
The only thing I have is Durango's in the shop. Estimate of $2,100 a piece. Have discussion later in the meeting here.
All right. Thank you, sir. Water.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds.
Alderman Jim Long. I have nothing that Evan does, but I want to thank our tree department and the board running the snow plows and keeping the little village running. They've been working really hard with the crappy weather.
They did a great job.
They deserve a round of applause.
They did a great job.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you. I'm in agreement. Tourism.
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. TIF, John Spotlow.
Nothing.
Thank you, sir. Citizens Committee, I don't see Amanda. Did Amanda send word or anything?
Yes. She sent me this, the paper that grants us the waiver for that $600,000 grant. that we're getting for the water.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a copy of the paper finally. It says we don't have to pay the $150,000.
Awesome.
She said she has to do one more update and then refile, and then we should be able to get some money.
Very good. So. Very good. All right. Thank you. Next, the Christmas committee. Mr. Hickey, how many days till Christmas?
300. Well, we are having a meeting tomorrow night at the Visitor Center for anybody that wants to come. Levi got word.
I sure did.
This is kind of finishing up from this year and kind of starting to plan some stuff for next year. If anybody's got any ideas, come on down. Everybody's welcome. This isn't just one or two people's organization. It's the whole town, so I'd like to see everybody there. We'll also be talking about the VFW, trying to figure out a day. They're going to go ahead and do another fundraiser for us. So we're trying to figure out a date for that, too. But that's about it.
All right. Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate everything you do. All right, moving on. The Public Works Report. Mr. Evan Palmer, Public Works Director. What do you have for us, sir?
Just a lot of cold weather. Now, we plowed. I do have one truck that's broke down. I need to get it in the shop here sometime soon. One of our ton trucks. Other than that, with the cold snap, we've had six or seven frozen up meters that we had to change. So I'll be purchasing some more of those. I contacted Claire about the new update. They're in the final stage of the stuff. We okayed to send us our new software so we can get that implemented. And then I can look at, other brands of meters or something, just so we have stuff that we can get quicker instead of long periods of wait time to get a new meter in. So we can still use the system we have currently. Just might have a different meter depending on the update to make sure everything works on a Claire's side. So they're in the final stage of that. We did have a water main break, I believe, last Thursday on the 5600 block at North Chestnut. So we got that repaired. And I think that's mainly it right now. Wow.
All right. So there's other water meters that are compatible with this?
With the software,
with the
yes.
Software.
The way they talked, so we're just waiting. Lady said any meter that we put to it, to Claire, Carmen, she said anything that we use, it should be compatible with any other meter. So she's just waiting for the final update just to make sure 100% that every meter, she says, as long as you wire it up to it, it should read it. So she's just going to finalize that on, hopefully at the end of this week, she'll let me know on our last update on that. So I've looked at a few other ones just to see. I haven't called everybody to check on their meters. I just get some good ideas for it. And there is a few meters out there that I've talked to recently, I believe Census. They're a plastic meter, but they have two types that they can sell. I believe one does have a breakaway plate on it, which would be like a cross plate, what we call it now. They say those are a little harder to get, and they might be $10, $20 more. So I told them I'd touch base with them after I figured more out with the Claire, just to make sure they're compatible with everybody.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Evan. Anybody have any questions, Evan? Okay. We'll move on to the unfinished business. This is the Comcast franchise agreement that Mr. Collins spoke about. He's looked at that and everything's in order now.
That's great. I'll make a motion to approve the Comcast franchise agreement.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Moving on to new business, there's some housekeeping for Levi to be able to sign checks, right, Cindy?
Yeah, we have to do this. The banks have to have the minutes that say that Levi is approved in a meeting. So everybody knows I'm retiring at the end of the week, and he's taking over the administrative assistant position. And yeah, the banks need this approved, which won't be till next meeting for these minutes, but then he can sign checks at that point. Just need a motion and a second to approve it.
A motion. Make a motion to approve Levi for authorized administration to...
to sign checks. That's what that's for, yeah. It would be put on the checking account, basically.
Right, we have a motion and a second.
Brad, right?
Yes, Brad seconded it, yes.
I better do it.
All in favor, you gonna do a roll call?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a roll call.
Okay, roll call.
Just to be sure.
Okay.
Alderperson Clark?
Aye.
Long?
Aye.
Ward?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Livingston?
Aye.
Spotlow?
Aye.
So who all's authorized to sign the checks then?
Right now it's you, me, and Deb. So then it'll be you, Levi, and Deb.
You won't still be authorized because you're city clerk? No? Okay.
They'll take me off.
Okay. All right, just checking. All right, moving on. I have a proposal from GFL. Is someone here to speak on their behalf? Yes, sir?
Eric Shangra from GFL. I was here about 5 or 6 years ago at PDC area disposal. We were bought, or family sold their family company to GFL back in October 21. When I came a few years back and offered a city contract, you all didn't like the idea of everybody having to be part of the program. Folks were sharing. But we know that the cost of subscription service, where you as an individual pick your garbage hauler and pay them, that has gone up dramatically. Cost of our business has gone up dramatically. Paying the drivers more, the trucks cost more, fuel is more, you name it, it's all costing a lot more in the last 3 years. And so we thought this would be another time to see if there's any interest. This is at $19.50 a unit, you get one 95-gallon cart, weekly service. We'll provide the city with all free services at their properties, commercial container and the services. We provide roll-off boxes annually to cover your bulky item cleanup, because when we come around, we're going to pick up what's in that 96-gallon cart that we're going to provide. We would do the billing as part of this proposal. There'd be 4% annual increases, but to make the proposal work, you would have to have an ordinance that would enforce the service. I know that. See some shaking their head. No, some folks don't like that. I live in Washington, Illinois. We do the same thing, and there's an ordinance that says if you live in town, you have to have garbage service. It's as simple as that. And so when somebody cancels on us or doesn't pay the bill, we give that name to the city. They send a letter that says if you're going to live here, you have to have service with the name provider. And it used to be waste management. Now it's us. It changes. But it's treated like sewer system and water and school taxes and fire and police protection. It's something where everybody's in. Yes, it's a socialistic kind of thing because everybody pays the same cost. But you can have up to 3 carts. $4.50 extra for the extra 2 for $28.50 a month, or about 300 gallons of service. So I'm here to see if there's any interest. Six years later, I'll be back in 2029 to check. If not.
I like the idea that we've got a lot of people that don't do their trash, and they throw it out in the backyard, and then we have to go clean it up.
That ain't going to change.
Right.
They're going to do the same thing anyway.
Yeah, it's not going to change.
What do you do if I have a 300-foot-long driveway?
We ask you to put your cart down at the end of the driveway, because we can't drive our truck up on there. Private property. We're going to pick up and service those carts where the public property meets the private property, right at that location. Is what this proposal would be like.
The only problem I have is contracting with a service for everybody in this community, making that decision for them who they're going to have pick up their garbage. That's the biggest problem I have.
Yeah.
So
that would be an uproar.
Well, it's always been that you made your own choice.
Yeah.
I just have a problem entering any contracts. And now, I guess if it was water or street service or something like that, it'd be a little different. But as far as garbage removal, I just have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did your company do a, like a survey, a mailing survey to residents here in Lewiston to try to advertise in this, or no?
No, no, this would be an agreement between the city.
Okay, but I just wonder if you did any research, like you saw how many...
I went and knocked on some doors and talked to what people are paying, anywhere from 30 to 37 a month for individual service. You know, at the end of the day, the folks that are paying for that are paying for everybody else that's not having the service. So this, we're all going to take the same amount of garbage out of here, no matter how we charge for that, but this makes it equitable, what everybody pays the same. And there's just, there's no homes that don't make garbage. That's, you can't burn it. You're not supposed to burn it. Some people do. And so it just, it puts an equal burden on everyone.
Did you say how much it was?
We're proposing it at $19.50 per unit per month, paid quarterly in advance, with 4% annual increases. So there's a table in there on what that would cost. And then the 630 yard roll offs would be free. And we would grab big stuff. If you put a mattress out and didn't want to wait for the cleanup, you could call us and pay $35 to have that removed. We would have to send a different truck. The trucks we would use under this proposal are new side load automated systems where an arm comes up and dumps it and sets it down and moves on. So he does that quite quickly. He's got to get out of the truck. There's an extra cost to that. And in this day and age, it's hard to find people to pick up the garbage. It's not fun work. And so our industry is moving to an automated system where these guys don't have to get out of the truck. They don't get hurt. You're using a joystick, and it's more efficient. And that's how we're able to, you know, lower the price this dramatically, is because, you know, we're paying for that cart and providing it, that 95, 96 gallon trash cart. It remains ours, but it allows us to be efficient enough to bring the prices down, especially when we're at the curb and not in the alleys.
I like the price.
Is this an attempt to push out the local people on behalf of GFL? Because you're a multinational based in Canada, and you kind of like have that, until they call them, you can bully with your pocket to push the small independent guys out. Is that what this drop in price happens, and then, you know, a year later, whack you back up again?
Yeah, so the pricing has been there for 5 years, and what the cost is and what the increases are. Mm-hmm. We have 72 city contracts with communities throughout Illinois, Central Illinois. Peoria is our biggest contract, where we pick up 38,000 homes a week. The smallest one is Ellisville, where we pick up 33 homes. The contracts are similar in language, and sometimes Ellisville takes more of my time than Peoria, because politics in a small town can get thick. And so I'm the person that responds to the elected folks that are part of these contracts. And you have, you know, you just all have more buying power when you become one, as opposed to individual people getting a subscription service. And yeah, we're a big company, but you become a priority account when you are a community with any company. And this wouldn't apply to folks outside your corporate limits. And so the local fellas that still pick up in the country and other small towns, they're going to still have their business.
So this applies to the businesses that have dumpsters, or
this is only for residential customers, right? So commercial stuff remains open market.
Yeah, they've for everybody. Ever since I can remember, everybody's always had their own choice in this community of where. I mean, this discussion not come up just now. Probably over the last 20, 30 years, I've heard it, you know, probably five times.
See, I was here 5 years ago.
Yeah, and
making the same comments.
And I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, sir. I mean, I think the board probably wants to go out and talk to the people, see what they think, see what kind of input they get. I mean, that's...
I like the idea that even the year 28 or 2028 is 2281.
No, it is. It is.
That's still true.
Yeah, but very
now, but yes, again, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Somebody says, I absolutely do not want.
I wouldn't want somebody to make that choice for me.
No, and I wouldn't want anybody.
It's the all or nothing. That's
the bad. I wouldn't want anybody to make that choice for me either. So that's
I have a question. You said that everyone has to have that service.
Residential.
okay, every resident. So you said that if they don't have the service, then you'll contact the city and they have to pay anyway. So how do you figure if someone has a home that they have that they go to for, say, for the winter? Do they have to pay?
So we can turn them off for a season, for a quarter.
Well, we could do, I mean,
if someone has a rental property,
of course, nobody's asking us once again to pay the cost.
If they're also a single family home or a duplex, they would have to be part of the program.
And we're going to still have them on our
and we want that house in the owner's name, not the tenant's name.
I would hope not.
And if they have a rental property that's empty?
We're not providing service, it's an empty home, the homeowner is not obliged to pay. But if someone is living there, then the landlord, the property owner, would have to have garbage service for them at their household under this proposal.
And that pays to you or to the city?
To us. To us. So we offered a dollar discount if the city would collect money. That means putting on the water bill. Towns do that as well, or they put it on their tax bill. Typically keep the difference as an administrative fee, but this proposal is for us to do the billing quarterly in advance.
Yeah, we went down that road collecting. That doesn't okay. work.
And yet the minimum cost is for 1,000 people, and whatever, if the people don't pay, then we have to make it up. The city makes it up, and then we have to go collect the money. So
I'm not willing to pay for somebody else's.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we'll address this issue if need be at a later time.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
All right, moving on. Brad, you want to talk about the police vehicle issues?
Give the chief four here.
Okay, so the Durango broke down the other day. The valve body failed in the transmission. It would not shift out of park at all. We had to have it towed from the city building here up to Canton to get worked on. The Durango is 8 years old, roughly. It was purchased in 2016. Has coming up on 80,000 miles on it. I know you guys at some point replaced the motor in it. And now we're heading down the road to replace the transmission probably here pretty soon. I know that Brad and Doug know how hard in-town driving is on police cars. So that being said, you probably need to start working on a replacement for that vehicle. I know we don't want to sink more money into it, but we can't sell it with a busted transmission either.
What's out there now? Is there somebody that has a contract for it?
No, I don't think there's a contract to purchase vehicles from anybody from the city. I
the
know
state has the purchase, correct?
They have,
the state has a buy.
The Dodge or Ford or Chevy?
Yeah,
or
they do all of them.
They have state bids.
I know they used to have certain ones.
Yeah, they have them to everybody now.
They have state bids out for every type of vehicle for the state. Dodge right now quit making the Chargers, so they're taking a year off before the new sedan comes into service for them. It's supposed to be announced at the end of the month. I know the sheriff's office has contacts with a place a little bit south of here that has tons and tons and tons of Ford Explorer police vehicles on hand right now.
Tomorrow, brothers.
Greenville. Yeah.
Ford Explorers.
Explorers, that's what I wanted. They also, Marr Brothers has kind of a leg up on some of the other people because they have an in-house upfitting department where they just
they
put everything in there right away so you don't have to pay to get that done. I'm kind of money conscious too. I don't want to spend a bunch of money on a car.
Do we have a budget for a new car?
Not maybe it's not in this year, but we'll be starting to work for the next one.
I can tell you a Crown Vic.
If they still make Crown Vicks, I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
But, get a wipe.
Are you leaning towards another little SUV? Is that what you're leaning? Yeah. I'm kind of money conscious too about this whole thing. I don't want to spend a bunch of money buying a bunch of new equipment and put it in a new car. They're still making the Durangos. They're still going to make the Durangos for several years. and all that equipment that's in that old Durango will swap directly into a new Durango. So you would save money there. I wouldn't have to buy a new cage, you know, anything like that. It would just be taken out of one and put in another. So that would be my suggestion. If you guys are uncomfortable with another Dodge product,
very good luck with them.
Yeah, the Explorers that Mark Brothers has, I mean, they're police cars, so they're just as plain as you can get, and there's no frills about them or anything like that. So I think the sheriff's office, I think the final tally for one of them was about 48,000, you know, one of those Explorers, but that's completely kitted and everything. I think the going price for a Durango is between 35 and 38, and then we can just switch the equipment out. So it's kind of the difference between $10,000 and $15,000. I know that I haven't been able to hire any other full-time officers, and we're budgeted for 4 full-time officers, so I would suggest maybe reallocating some of that budget for the salaries into that, because if you got 2 squad cars, you really have 1 squad car. If you got 1 squad car, you don't really have any, because if one goes, if that one goes down now, we don't have anything to patrol in or anything like that or respond to calls in. And some of these other small towns have their guys respond in their personal vehicles, which is a very bad idea. That makes the liability for that vehicle to haunt the city. So if there's some type of accident or something like that, the city's liable for that. And I know not everybody has a truck like mine, but my truck's about a $70,000 truck. I don't think the city wants to pay for that if I am responding to a call and get an accident. So, but like I said, it's up to you guys if what you want to do as far as that goes. But 8 years for a patrol vehicle, that's pretty long in the tooth.
Do you think you get some specs for just estimate both ends and
absolutely. I can
have a committee meeting before the next meeting.
Yeah, I've reached out to Mar Brothers already. I'm waiting for them to call back. The guy that we have up in Highland with the sheriff's office with Dodge, he's always been really well, done us really well with the sheriff's office. So I can reach out to him and probably have a quote from him. I think they have Durangos on hand up there right now.
Some estimates and that, maybe that police committee can talk about it. I guess the other question is, the Durango, we can't get anything out of it the way it is, but I hate to put $2,100 in here.
Is it sellable at this point, or is it not movable?
It won't move.
It's not move.
Yeah, the hustlers did say that they may be able to find me a used valve body.
Okay.
To throw in there just to make it so it
moves. Get it back on the road so it's
sellable. Yeah, I can see how much. She said they were looking at some of the transmissions they had on hand up there. She may be able to find a used component to put in there, and the price might come down a little bit. I'm guessing, honestly, it's probably labor more than anything for that. The weirdest thing, those Durangos don't have any way to check the transmission fluid.
There's a lot of
never,
that way.
Never do that. So I'm guessing it's kind of an ordeal to do what they need to do, but I can see if they can find a used component to throw in there just to get it so it moves. Obviously, if that's the route we take, it'll be parked and it won't be out driving around on patrol or anything. So
you'll get
it out of the trade.
Right.
Of course, then, too, it's what we can get out of it in the first place, whether we fix it or not. Too.
Yeah,
may not get much out of it even if it's fixed. So that's right. The whole
bring
thing.
Bring it more than you would trade with them, so they don't give you anything.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Because they just turn around and sell it to cab companies.
Right. So. Yeah, trade is not even.
We bought it. We bought it in 16, but it's 17.
We spent $10,000 on the motor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember when it was.
Years the truck. That's
I think the truck has around 60,000 miles on it. I can run out there and check.
What year is that? It's
I'm not sure.
Well over 5 years old, isn't it?
Probably. It's got to be at least that. It's been around for a while.
They've been known to get
concerned. Yeah, at least 6 rooms.
Yeah, I was going to say it's up there.
His butt on
Robert. We're probably leaving.
Yeah.
It's not going to have 2 squad cars.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, the truck's runs fine and everything like that. I know it's coming up on the oil change, but there's been no issues with the truck at this point. And they're obviously heavier duty than the SUV, so they last a little bit longer. So,
what are they price wise?
They're about all about the same. If you go up to the place in Highland and you get either a Charger, a Durango, or a Ram, they're all within about $4,000 of each other. But they don't have any more Chargers. They sold all those because everybody knows they're not going to make them anymore, so everybody bought them. What do you think about getting another truck? I think that's a bad idea. I understand the purpose of having a truck in case you need to get someplace that you normally can't go, but the city, odds are we're probably not going to really need it that much. It kind of limits your storage space and stuff like that with the truck. If my suggestion is either a squad car or a SUV. And right now your only options for squad cars are...
The only benefit to us on a pickup truck was when we decided to take it out of police duty, pretty good use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but if I was just looking to replace an SUV, I'd either replace with a car or another SUV. Those trucks don't turn real well anyway either.
Yeah.
You're talking about trying to do stuff on city streets and everything. And you want to be able to turn around when you need to.
I just get pricing forward my Dodge and see where we're at.
Yeah, it's just getting good with the specs. We just got to decide on what to do with the Durango as far as go ahead and try to get a used, see if they can get a used part. Is everybody's good with that? And obviously, we can't make a motion, but then we
I'd go with all options, just present some stuff and it'll be the best we can get.
But do we want to get the Durango fixed before?
Yeah, I think we have to.
See if they can find a used part for them.
Yeah, and I'll just text you. If they say, yeah, we can find a used part, or no, we got it.
Yeah,
we can't.
I'll text everybody.
She did say that, Janice did say that the brand new component, the brand new valve body is on back order.
Oh.
But they had sourced one out at another dealership already. So basically, they're just waiting on me to say which way to go with it. So if you want me to check on it, if they can find a used one, I'll just shoot you a text message and be like, they found a used one, you know, go ahead. And if they say that we can't find a used one that'll work, then I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
So do we need a motion to fix this truck, the one that we're talking about? Okay in this purchase of $2,100?
Okay until the bill comes in, really, probably.
I don't know. What's the ordinance say? We went through this. Anything over $1,000 has to have council approval.
This is called cover your ass. Okay. Let's make the motion.
Let's approve it. Just because it wasn't hard.
Let's make a motion that if they can't find the used part, they can buy the new part and get this thing fixed.
Second.
There you go.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Thank you, John.
All persons, Alan Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Any other business under this police vehicle? No other business?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving on. We have some CDs at iPaven Havana Bank that need some attention. Cindy or Levi, someone?
I called the banks. I paid the bank and I laid the percentage rates in front of everybody. So Havana Bank to renew it 4.9% for 3 months. And then I paid the State Bank was 5.3% for 3 months, 5% for 6 months, 4.5% for 12 months. 4.35 for 18 months. And I guess the way I looked at it was like, hey, we made $12,000 in 3 months.
Yep.
If you guys leave it there another 3 months, we're going to have $24,000 free money.
Yep.
But it's up to you guys. You guys make the decision.
Yep.
So I got the rates for you.
Good idea. How much difference is there between 4.9 and 5.3 on $1 million.
In 3 months? Because that's annual, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of zero. So again, I went to law school because I'm bad at math. According to my math, a $1 million at 4% would get you $40,000. So it'd be a tenth of that, $4,000 divided by, it'd be $1,000. Again, no guarantees on that math.
Billis is an accountant for that way, and not as an attorney.
Doggone it. I gotta look at my watch.
Four tenths.
I'm just glad you didn't ask me. Take me 20 minutes to figure that
out. It's okay. Do we want to take any action on this, folks?
So these have to be renewed Thursday. That was why it was on the agenda tonight.
Are you thinking of moving over to the 5-page? Well, I'm thinking that if it was my money, I'd go where I could get the most. That's what I'm thinking. If it was your money, I wouldn't care where we went. But
I realize that, but I'm thinking the same way you are.
I'm getting scared.
I don't know if it's $1,000 or not. I thought it would probably be more than $1,000, but I'm not questioning it.
You should. Well, he kind of put him on the spot there, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, but all right. I don't like my phone. So
I knew I wasn't smart enough to figure it out. So
I'm going to take my shoes off to do the counting. So.
Well, it's more, and it's not like you got to put it in a wheelbarrow and carry it from one bank to the other. It's like you make a phone call and they'll tell you, okay, it's done.
You want to take the whole $1 million to the 5-3 at the Ipava Bank?
$13,250 for 3 months.
There we go. Wedding we asked the math teacher. What was wrong with it?
That's a 5.3.
That's
5.3.
Are you required to keep moving it, saying it there that long that it goes down? Did I understand it was a sliding scale?
No, he just offered the difference if we wanted to leave it more than 3 months. Okay. Steve did.
I thought the van of the first time was higher than what I favored it, and this time I favored out bidding.
Looks to me like that. No, which way?
So we have
money.
Was it
the same?
It was the same, I thought.
It was the 5-3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them were the same.
I'll make the motion that we move
the whole
million.
The 500,000.
Yeah, 506,000 to Havana or to Ipava at the 5.3%, along with the CD that's already there.
Okay. So you want to add 506,000 at Havana to
roll over the other
to
one.
To the other one.
Yes.
Roll. Okay.
Move everything from Havana to.
Because it's 4.9 versus 5.3.
Right.
Dave says 4 cents. Mm-hmm.
I'll second.
But you don't want to combine them, do you? Just keep them separate.
I'll ask Steve which.
You could use two separate ones.
Could make a difference.
Wouldn't make more money than
a
separate.
If you
want to
tie up that much, well, I guess it's going to be in spot. So
it's 3 months.
It's going to be there.
We're doing it for 3 months. That's why we put the million in there.
Tied up anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Who seconded that? Did you, Sally?
Yeah.
Still in the bank to go broke, but we can't get our money.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We have no other business.
Herman, that all bills properly doors to be paid.
All right, we got a motion and a second to pay the bills. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
All right, motion carries. Bills are paid. Don't believe we need a closed session tonight. No closed session. So, if we have no other business, we have a motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming. May God bless you all.